Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 8, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported on the loading of sugar at the historic northern port of Spitestown. Spitestown, the northwestern second town of Barbados, was in existence since the 1630s, very early after the settlement of the island. Much of the early trade in history of Spitestown was with the British port city of Bristol, and during the 1650s, the town was also referred to as Little Bristol. It is believed that Spitestown was built on lands owned by William Spite, a prominent landowner and member of the 1639 legislature convened by Governor Henry Hawley. During the 18th to the early 20th century, Spitestown was the trading port for the northern parishes of the island, with sugar export being its major trading activity. Additionally, Spitestown, which had four wharves at the time, was also the year-round port of call for schooners which plied the route with Bridgetown, transporting goods and people between these two main commercial centers. Conversely, outside of the sugar export season, only two wharves would be in use. Furthermore, Spitestown also had a short-lived existence as a whaling port from the late 19th to the early 20th century. The town was a busy commercial shipping center, and this was demonstrated in the Advocate's report, quote, "Spitestown was busy again yesterday when the SS Temple Arch called to take a load of 2,130 tons of sugar to the United Kingdom," end quote. This shipment of sugar was being handled by Local Agents Plantations Limited and R&G Challoner, with each agent shipping 900 and 1,230 tons of sugar, respectively. It should also be noted that R&G Challoner was also shipping their sugar from their wharves at Spitestown, and one which was located just a mile north of Spitestown at Six Men's Bay. The article points out that this was a very busy week for Spitestown, as, quote, "The arrival of the Temple Arch at Spitestown on the day following the departure of the Lord Gladstone kept the waterfront workers on the go for the whole week," end quote. This activity reflected the importance of Spitestown to the northern sugar-producing parishes of St. Peter, St. Lucy, St. Andrew, and even parts of St. James and St. Thomas. In fact, it was a very busy day for the export of sugar in Barbados, as the article published on this day, July 8, 1950, also informed that the SS Alcoa Polaris arrived at Carlisle Bay, Bridgetown, to load 3,500 tons of sugar and a quantity of molasses bound for Montreal, Canada. This points to the pivotal role occupied by King Sugar in the local economy at the time. Therefore, from all indications, it seemed that 1950 was a very successful year of sugar exports for Spitestown and Barbados as a whole.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.